In sunshine, 73 the high, chilly jacket weather returns Tuesday night and Wednesday night, and maybe some more rain, perhaps, by as early as Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views. Keeping the theme going, a little tears to fears. Everybody wants to rule the world. And who doesn't? Well, I don't. You don't want me in power, folks. But that's a whole other story for another day. We have the sponsor for this hour in studio.
In studio, in the flesh.
Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Hello, Kim.
I'm so lucky today.
Really?
Well, to be with you gentlemen.
Now I feel lucky.
And the state treasurer, I mean.
I know. Isn't that awesome?
And you're in here to talk about money.
Right. Who better to talk about it with?
I'm telling you, he knows it backward and forward.
We need to create more of it.
Oh, yeah. More wealth.
In our, more wealth. That's right.
How would one do that, Kim?
How would one do that?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I can think of two ways.
Would they call you?
Oh, yeah, right. If they're investing, right, to invest in good investments that generate more growth, or if they're in debt, reduce the interest they're paying on their current debt. That creates wealth without getting a pay raise.
Wow. Now, what is the current interest rate?
Well,
I know it varies, but
it does vary. But can I tell you this? Let's put it in perspective. 1 year ago, compared to today, rates are 1 point less.
That's
huge. Considering, I mean, last year they were good. And
yeah.
We were wondering, you know, when are they going up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never in our optics did we see the rates going down. But it's a crazy market. But they are at the lowest point that I've seen them in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Long time. And I've been doing this a long time. So, I mean, what can I say? I mean, the rates are great. I mean, that's in a nutshell says it all. If you've currently got a mortgage that you're paying 4.5% or more on, you need to pick up the phone and give us a call.
Yeah. And that 4.5% used to be really low compared to some of the stuff that was going on in the late 70s and early 80s.
I remember buying my very first home in 1997 in Florida. And talking to the agent and all this, said, well, I mean, you know, do I lock or not? I mean, and what's the rate? Well, it was 7, some change. And she said, if you can get anything in the sevens, take it. So that was then. That was in 97. Sevens was good. So my first mortgage was at 7%, and I was, you know, footloose and fancy free. Thought I was doing a great job.
Well, have you ever heard of a guy? He's a billionaire named Dan Pena. He's a little too foul-mouthed for the radio, but he's a billionaire, and he can kind of get away with it.
Right.
But he tells a story about where interest rates are generally.
Right.
He said, you don't want to be the guy when you're, you know, a grandfather or something, your grandkids look up, oh, Grandpa, what did you do back when money was essentially free? Well, you know, it's like, nothing? You did nothing? No, take advantage of
right.
it, because it's never been this way.
Right. I mean, you know, what you pay on your interest is important because, I mean, that immediately impacts your cash flow for many years to come. Also, I mean, think about what we're paying on if you've got a credit card out there. I mean, 18, 19,
right.
20. Or if you've got a second mortgage that's on the adjustable rate. You know, even though the rate looks attractive on the adjustable rate, if you'll notice, to offset that, you know, how attractive it is, look at how much it's going to interest and a little to principal each month.
Hmm.
Time to reverse that. And, refinancing to pay off a second mortgage is a big money booster, save you money.
Well, and it's particular to the person, though. This is why people need to call you.
Right.
You know their situation exactly.
That's right. You know, yeah, our business is mortgages. But it's not about a number or do however many mortgages can we do. It's about the information we provide
right. And
the options we provide customers, you know, so that they've got, I mean, hold their hand, give them a clear perspective. Here's where you are, you know, here's your goal and here's how you can get there. Or conversely, this is where you are and you're in great shape. Don't do anything. But I want to mention big changes coming to the VA loan program.
Okay.
Y'all know that we spearhead, I mean, that's our flagship product, the VA loan. I would say that, you know, I've spent many hours learning the program and understanding the program and being abreast of when new things are changing. So there's a new, they just made a new rule, the VA. And it's called let me pull this up. It's called the, if I could put on my glasses, I might can see it, right?
I know what you mean.
But it's called the Blue Water Navy change.
Hmm.
And this is effective January 1st, 2020. And this rule says that you can finance any amount. Okay. As I sit here today, the maximum you can finance on the VA loan program is $484,105. Okay, so if you bought a house for $500,000 or $450,000, you had to put the difference down. Well, as you know, on the VA program, it's 100% financing. You don't have to put any money down.
Yeah.
You can keep that money, you know, as some people, you know, under their mattress or just for a rainy day fund. But beginning January 1st, $700,000, $800,000.
Wow.
There's no limit on how much the veteran can finance. I mean, that's amazing.
Incredible.
I mean, there's veterans out there right now that have two mortgages when they bought. You know, they did an 80-20 on a conventional program. Because before, I mean, they couldn't absorb that or put it under one roof of the VA program. But come 2020, January 1, that all changes. So, again, you don't have to, you know, to give us a call. You don't have to wait till January 1. It's for all closings after January 1.
Oh, so you can get it started.
I already have it approved and ready to close on January the 2nd.
Oh,
I mean, the VA's always making great changes for the veteran, understanding the markets. And this is one of those great changes that they're ahead of. And, I mean, never before has it ever happened. So this is all new, and it's all awesome.
Well, let's say that I'm, I'm a young guy, which I'm not. But I'm buying my first house, and let's say Eddie Bader's my agent.
Mm-hmm.
Good
and
one.
I'm like, how am I going to finance this thing? Do you pick up the phone and call Kim Williams?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You pick up the phone. And what you're going to find, Jack, like we talked about last time, is you've got this preconceived notion of, I can't afford that.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I think I can, you know, what price range are you looking at? Well, about, 175. Why is that? My payment. What do you want your payment to be? What's your price point? Ooh, $1,400. You run the numbers and you say, well, $1,400, you already said you're comfortable there. You can get $245 because the rates are down.
Yeah.
You know, so yes, you'd want to call. Absolutely, and get your pre-approval. You don't want to make an offer not knowing what your payment's going to be and, you know, what, if anything, right. You got to bring to the table.
Right.
Right.
Well, and Jack, you brought that up like a hypothetical, but are you talking about me?
No, I really wasn't.
Okay, I was about but I'm in that situation.
But I mean, I would think a young person that, let's say, banked at, Alliant Bank or whatever it's called now, Valley Bank, and that's where they have their savings and their checking. You know, they may be inclined to just say, well, I know these people, let me give them a call. But you're saying, call you.
Look, I appreciate and admire loyalty. I'm loyal to a fault, okay? Yeah. But, yes, pick up the phone and call me. I mean, why? Why wouldn't you?
Right.
I'm telling you
but
right now.
But some people just don't know to do that is what I'm saying. But
I'm telling you right now that we offer a wide array of products, okay? I worked for the big banks for 20 years, okay? We've got this box with our products in it. That's all we can do. So the borrowers or, you know, that would benefit from something outside of this box do not get the opportunity because it's not offered.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, our rates are better. I mean, our pricing's just better. Okay? I always say, give me a call, you know, have your disclosure, your loan estimate in front of you. If I can't offer you better pricing, give you a $100 bill. Thanks. I hadn't given a $100 bill out.
Wow, that's really.
I mean, it costs you nothing. I mean, so I hear the loyalty, but once you give us a call, you might have a change of heart.
You keep saying that. Give a call. What's the number? 567?
There you go. 567-4223. 567-4223.
Well, and as you mentioned, it is about serving the person, the client, their situation in life. We've heard from people that have made deals with you, who've worked with you, and that's exactly what they love. Sometimes folks can be just looking for that quote or making that dollar, but you focus on the customer, where they are in life, and what can serve them best. And that's what I know your former customers and ongoing, they keep coming back. It's what people should trust the most, I think, building up those relationships.
Time and time again, they come back. So, I mean, you know, that's the biggest, I guess, compliment is when they come back and they refer their friends and their family a lot, you know. Their kids, they're getting ready to buy their first home, just got married. I take care of them. It's just a simple process, and we explain, you know, every step to you, even though you don't need to know. We'll explain. And you'll be amazed at how quickly you go from a phone call to the closing table.
Yeah. You were saying that on when you called in earlier this week, that somebody had a loan closed within a week.
Yeah, they called last Monday and closed this Monday.
Wow.
That was a veteran. On the VA Earl.
Well, my roommate's he's a Navy veteran, and he was telling me how he's dealt with the bureaucracy directly himself with the GI Bill, and he's made it work, but he said it's a pain to have to stay on top of it because of all the changes and missing changes that could be beneficial, and that's what I love. You act as the advocate, if you will, dealing with the VA and the bureaucracy and all those changes.
Look, you don't have to Google and look up the VA program. Give me a call. I'll explain it to you, and I'll tell you, you know, if you qualify, how you qualify, and what you can achieve by taking advantage of it. So if you're currently a veteran or serving in the armed forces and do not have a VA loan, but you have a mortgage, give me a call. Shame on you. Or shame on the originator, should I say. There's many customers, veterans that call now, and they don't have a VA loan. And it's because they don't know why. And perhaps I'm going to say it's because that bank, credit union, or 1-800 number didn't offer it, or it wasn't the flavor of that day.
Well, folks, take the advantage of this. I mean, see what your options are, and does not hurt. 567-4223.
Give this high strung woman a call.
Yo, play me some Pat Benatar now next time I come. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Go ahead right now, pull over. All right, pull out your phone. dial 567-4223. We've got Madeline Pendley, or Madeline Cannon. I always know her by Pendley. Standing by right now to take your call. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
We love having you on here.
It's always better to
be here. I love watching you, Jack.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why is that?
You're just like in deep thought over there, like biting on your nails, just thinking.
I'm a nervous wreck all the time. I am.
Have you seen him give me those sideways glances?
No, but I've heard him over there, and I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
He makes stuff up all the damn time.
Oh, okay. Takes one to know one.
Whatever.
Yeah, we got to get Joey loosened up a little bit.
I'm telling you.
Do you agree with that?
Oh, no, he's so bunched up.
I mean, really.
Yeah, we got to let, he's got to get a little looser.
It's like this.
Anyway, we got to hit a break, okay. Guys.
If you're talking on the phone and you're smiling, people know on the other side, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
Okay, if you're all bunched up and you're talking, people can hear.
They know it. Yeah, oh yeah.
Unbunch.
Here's the deal. If I become unbunched, then people are like, bunch it back up.
No, but they don't. Try it.
They don't.
Okay. If it goes wrong, I'm blaming you, Kim.
I was bunched up at one day, too. But now I'm a veteran, and I'm not bunched up anymore.
No, ma'am. You have freedom.
Freedom.
I appreciate you being here, Kevin.
I appreciate you allowing me the opportunity to join you.
And thanks to you and your company for being a sponsor of our show. We really appreciate that.
I appreciate y'all more than you know. And actually enjoy and like y'all.
Oh, wow.
How about enjoy? Enjoy. That's pretty good. Okay.
Well,
and Macmillan here? I mean, man, yeah, I feel like I need to get an autograph.
After this quick break, we'll be continuing with that. Have you heard about this unclaimed property thing the Treasury Department does?
No, but I'd like to hear more.
We're going to get into that. It's very interesting. Got some cool stories. So we'll be right back. More news and views after this. 272-9228 if y'all want to get in. Thank you again, Kim. Be right back, folks.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered properly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button. You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Capital Pawn Shop or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Capital Pawn Shop, we're putting our money on you.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're running with the shadows of the night. So baby, take my hand, it'll be alright. Surrender all your dreams to me tonight. They'll come true in the end.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, as requested by Kim Williams, little Pat Benatar, in studio with us. Thank you for sticking around. John McMillan, treasurer of the great state of Alabama. And as promised, John, I know a little bit about this program. I don't know a lot. It's the unclaimed property, right? And so how does this work? How's that phrase?
That's probably the thing that we do in the treasurer's office that is most appealing to the general citizenry of Alabama. We have $880 million in the vault, in the bank, that comes from unclaimed property. And in addition to that, we get a lot of things like jewelry, Rolex watches, guns, almost silver, anything you can think of. Most of that comes from abandoned safe deposit boxes. But we have a contract with a company in Texas that auction those items off online. Now, I was telling y'all during the break, a few days ago, we got a baseball in that allegedly was autographed by Babe Ruth. So we are authenticating that right now. But it's those kind of surprises and interesting things that really appeal to people.
Where is that unclaimed property place in Texas? Is it in, like, Arlington or?
You know, I can't even tell you the name of the company, Jack, but they do it online. We send pictures or send the actual items themselves, and they do those auctions. They know, you know, when's what's selling best all that. We've gotten big, huge diamonds and Super Bowl rings and just all kind of different things.
When a safe deposit box is abandoned, does the bank turn it over to the treasurer's department?
That's right. The bank does, and we usually keep, along with their records of whoever might have initially opened it, and we keep those physical items for like 3 years or something before we and try to find the owners, or hope they show up before we actually dispose of them.
Now, can people go on to, say, a website or contact the Treasury and say, hey, is there anything I have unclaimed that I don't know about?
Yeah, the list of names of people who we have of record is on our website, as well as the 529 account, college savings account, the Enable, any of the things that we talk about all available on our website at treasury.alabama.gov. Treasury, and then Alabama spelled out, .gov.
Treasury.alabama.gov. Folks, take advantage of it. I mean, whether it's planning for the future and kids, or, I mean, you might have something there you didn't even know about. Doesn't hurt to check.
Yeah, and all of our people at the agency are just absolutely fantastic. Young Boozer left a good agency, well-run, highly respected, and that's been a real blessing to me coming in. I had not had that experience before in other positions, but that really has been helpful. And all of our managers, we had a manager's staff meeting this morning, and all of our managers are just fantastic, do a great job, and as well as the other associates. And like with unclaimed property, for example, it's a pretty arduous process to oftentimes to really confirm that the person who's claiming the property is entitled to the property.
Right, right.
So we require, and we get audited on this too, so we are very careful to be sure that We don't give it to somebody that's not entitled to, but we sure want everybody that is entitled to it to come get their stake in that $880 million.
Who wants to feel the wrath of Ziegler, too?
I've often been referred to as the unclaimed treasure for different reasons. Yeah, what is the relationship between the treasurer's office and the auditor's office? I ask that because those two offices existed in Texas until about 94, and a woman named Martha Whitehead was running for state treasurer, and her platform was to combine the treasurer and the auditor's office. So the treasurer's office in Texas was eliminated. Now there's only an auditor.
That's one of the things. And incidentally, except for jointly serving on some boards and things, like the Board of Adjustments, we don't have that much interface with the auditor's office. We get audited on our equipment like everybody else. Yeah. But anyway, one of the things, and I'm glad you brought that up because I would make this comment. One of the things in going to the meetings, national meetings of treasurers, that has really amazed me, I just assume most treasurers pretty much had the same responsibilities, but that's not the case at all. In some states, the treasurer also has the retirement system responsibility, for example, or oftentimes they act just like our comptroller does in Alabama. Mm-hmm. So we really are a small agency compared to most other states. We have like 33 employees, and some of the treasurers have hundreds of employees. So
yeah,
it really is a big difference state to state.
Are you enjoying yourself yet?
I am. As I said earlier, I still have a lot to learn, and I'm enjoying learning. I hope I don't ever quit learning.
Well, do you have like a deputy that you appointed, or do you have that?
We have a dual, you might say. Daria Story is there. She's been there since Ms. Baxley was treasurer, I think.
Oh, wow. That's
And she's a former banker, and she's extremely knowledgeable and has the cultural knowledge as well. And so we are lucky to have her. And then Daniel Autry, who was with me at Department of Agriculture, I think you know, is also with us. So we got some great folks over there in every position.
Is he one of those Autrys from Greenville?
He is. That's family.
Yeah, they're a big family, well known. Well, John, thank you for coming on here today. And we love having you. Is there anything else you want to cover?
I think that's it. And as I said, everything we've talked about, if you have an interest in any of these programs, go to our website. It's all easy to find on there. And it's treasury.alabama.gov. And it's great to be with you all. I appreciate you letting me come.
Well, you know,
visit.
You're welcome on this show.
Absolutely.
Anytime.
Anytime.
We've had you on here several times, and it's always a pleasure.
And I really do hope, one last plug for the College Counts 529 program. This is the time of the year. If you give kids toys, they're going to wear them out. If you give them clothes, they're going to outgrow them. But you can put a small amount in every month, and it'll grow a lot, especially if you start when they're young and make regular deposits. And this is a great thing and a great way to help young folks get started.
And not just parents, grandparents, too.
Grandparents, friends, neighbors, it's absolutely a wide-open program. It's absolutely a fantastic program.
Help set up somebody's future. I was telling Jack off air that you're one of my favorite public servants because you deliver, and you've always offered, you know, when you were working at Ag, to let me come out and see what you do. And, I mean, I appreciate you, what you do for the state. You're a great servant for
me. I enjoy it, and enjoy every day.
Well, amen. Thank you, John McMillan, treasurer of the state of Alabama. Thanks for being our guest, John.
More news and views after this quick break.
In all the land. Happy Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's an encouraging report on the economy. The ISM non-manufacturing reading for October is 54.7, which is an improvement from September. The index measures service sector businesses, which is everything from hairdressers to auto repair shops to restaurants, and the report is stronger than expected. There were 7.02 million job openings in September. That is a weaker number than August, but still considered strong. Isaac Mizrahi and Sesame Workshop have announced a new relationship. Products will include infant and toddler clothing, toys, backpacks, furry outerwear, and cold weather hats featuring Elmo, Cookie Monster, Abby Cadabby, and other Muppets. It'll be available in Bloomingdale's, Zappos.com, Macy's, and other retailers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. FORHIMS.com/joy.
Good morning, everybody. As the weekend chill fades away, we have some warmer temperatures to look forward to this week. Today, not quite as cool as it has been. Clouds on the increase, partly sunny, comfortable, upper 60s today, mainly cloudy tonight, not as cool, low 50 tomorrow. A sun and cloud mix, a little warmer, low 70s tomorrow, mid 70s Wednesday and Thursday, more rain Thursday night as a cold front moves through, sharply colder Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to Noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. This part of the program brought to you by the Goodson Group and Bo Goodson.
This guy, Bo Goodson, he's been in the real estate market for over four decades now. So he has the experience, he has the knowledge. Not only can you go to thegoodsongroup.com and see all of their listings all over the River Region, they can also help you manage your real estate property. So whether you're looking to sell a home, whether you're looking to buy a home, or say you have a real estate investment and you want the Goodson Group to manage the property for you while you rake in most of the income and revenue,
check out the Goodson Group today. 551-0225. 551-0225 is their number. Again, you can see all their listings. Maybe you're selling a place. Where's that listing going to show up? TheGoodsonGroup.com, as well as all the real estate sites, I believe. But one of the best things about the Goodson Group, and where Bo Goodson really brings his knowledge and experience to bear, is the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. It's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs here in the state of Alabama. And you don't have to be just going for your real estate license. It's a great option, the Bo Goodson School of Real Estate, if you're going for your real estate license. But you don't have to be going for your license. They'll accept anybody who wants to become more knowledgeable about the real estate market and what it takes to be successful in the real estate market. So again, check out the Goodson Group online, thegoodsongroup.com, or give them a call today. Tell Bo and the team over there that Joey and Jack from News and View sent you. 551-0225, 551-0225.
Whoa. Did that wear you out, Joey?
No, my allergies are kicking my butt right now. I mean, I'll be all right, not complaining too much, but it feels like it's Snots and Jack Campbell on the radio right now, but I'm pushing through. And one thing that had me laughing my tail off last night at this rally in Kentucky, well, it was the usual Trump stuff, but here Trump starts to mock Sleepy Joe. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Trump hasn't even started.
Oh, me. I know. This thing, it's just going to get better.
Yeah, and here's a taste of what he did last night.
Is Obama and past administrations beyond Obama. I don't give them credit because they let it happen. They should have never let it happen, but now we're taking in tens of billions and billions and billions of dollars. Just recently, very slow, Sleepy Joe, Biden, that is, said of China's piracy and plunder, they're not that bad, folks. He always used the word folks. I watch him today. He used the word folks. Hi, folks. Hi. Hi. My time is up. I got to leave. Now, they have him all freaked out because he makes a mistake every time he speaks. So I can just see these handlers because they're handlers. Like they use on horses, they're handlers, right? All right, get him off now. He's been up there long enough. So they're screaming, get off, get off. Sleepy Joe, get off the stage. Please, please, Joe, you're doing fine. Joe, you're doing fine. You're doing fine. And then he goes, I love being in Ohio. But he was in Iowa yesterday. And they say, damn it, he should have left sooner. We told him, get off the stage, Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe, get off the damn stage. But he said about Sleepy Joe, about China. They're not that bad, folks. They're not really competition for us. No, they're not. $500 billion a year, right? He did nothing in 8 years, him and Obama. In fact, I'm here because of them, when you think about it, right?
Yeah, there you go. That's just a taste, folks. It was a raucous rally. I could see people were getting a little tired near the 2 hours in.
Oh, yeah, he'll talk for an hour easy.
And that's one thing that continues to amaze me is this guy's energy.
I know, really.
Jeb was low energy. Trump does have the energy and drive, and it really is remarkable. I think he feeds off that atmosphere in particular, feeling that crowd, that energy. Mm-hmm. If you talk to a lot of performers, you get a buzz off of it. You feel up after a lot of big shows like that. And, it's probably nice for him, too, to get outside of the Beltway and actually, as Biden says, the folks. Be out there with the folks who love Trump. And because, I mean, what is the percent? Like 97% of journalists, for instance, are registered Democrats.
Oh, I'm sure. Those that are registered, some states don't require that, like Alabama, so.
But, I mean, I'm sure Washington, D.C., the district, is ridiculously slanted to the left. I mean, we know this about the bureaucracy that's fighting back against this president. Jack, last night my suspicions are being more and more confirmed. Adam Schiff and the Democrats did release some of the transcripts they did earlier. Now, of course, they didn't release the first transcript or interview they did, which was with, I believe, Volcker, because it wasn't much of a home run for the Democrats.
Right.
Also, the Inspector General for the State Department presented them a lot of evidence, and they didn't want to talk about that either. What they released yesterday were McKinley and Yovanovitch. Now, I was highly interested in the testimony of former Ambassador Yovanovitch. Because there are rumors out there that Yovanovitch, well, told the Prosecutor General of Ukraine, not the guy Biden got fired, not Shokin, but the guy that replaced Shokin,
yeah,
Lutsenko. Lutsenko claimed that she gave him a do not prosecute list. Now, she's like, I did not do that. And in fact, she says this in the testimony, in fact, he said that was nonsense. He came back and retracted that statement. But when you go to where everybody, this is the only thing I could find in the press of Lutsenko retracting his statement. And it's not him saying, oh, I just made it up. It's not him saying, oh, this is nonsense. It sounds to me like Lutsenko literally thought he was being told not to prosecute certain people. And in her testimony, if you sit there and read it, folks, the Democrats get 45 minutes, and it's usually their counsel talking. And then the Republicans get 45 minutes. And the congressmen or Adam Schiff or Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, all these folks will jump in. But it's usually their staff counsel that's asking all these questions. And they go into how Lutsenko completely retracted this idea that the ambassador told him you can't prosecute certain people. So I found the source that factcheck.org, the New York Times, the Washington Post, all these places are using to say Lutsenko did this. He completely retracted. She didn't give me a do not prosecute list. That's what I'm thinking. Oh, I made it up. That's the statement I'm looking for. This is what he said. The meeting with the ambassador took place in the PGO, Prosecutor General's Office. At this very table in January 2017, Lutsenko told the Ukrainian The Babel online publication. She was accompanied, so was I. Mrs. Yovanovitch was interested in Vitaly Kasko's case. The fact was that Mr. Kasko's mother got registered for official housing in Kiev while she had never left for Kiev. That had signs of abuse. Lutsenko recalled that Yovanovitch insisted Kasko was an outstanding anti-corruption activist and, quote, the criminal case discredited those who are fighting against corruption. I shared the details, Lutsenko went on to explain, and explained that I could not open and close cases on my own. I listed some so-called anti-corruption activists under investigation. She, Yovanovitch, said it was unacceptable, as it would undermine the credibility of anti-corruption activists. I took a piece of paper, put down the listed names, and said, give me a do not prosecute list. She said, no, you got me wrong. I said, no, I didn't get you wrong. Such lists were early drawn up at the former president's address, and now you give me new lists here at this address. The meeting ended. I'm afraid the emotions were not very good, Lutsenko said. So that's what the media is treating as a retraction. And if you read Yovanovitch's testimony, they go right into this. In her opening statement, she comes out and says, there was no do not prosecute list. There was no do not prosecute list at all. But it sounds like, from the so-called retraction, that, and you get it from her testimony that happened a week or two ago, is that she believes everybody who claims to be an anti-corruption person in Ukraine is in fact an anti-corruption person. And it would be bad if those people were prosecuted. Now, I told him no do not prosecute list, but I told him he better be following the law. Keep in mind the context, folks. This is the U.S. ambassador that everybody in Ukraine looks to for political advice because they want to look to the United States. This prosecutor, Lutsenko, his predecessor,
yeah,
Shokin, was fired. The real quid pro quo. Biden got Shokin fired.
He got him fired and said, I'm going to withhold this money if he's not gone, and I'm leaving here by the time I leave, and I'm out of here in 6 hours. You've got the clip over there somewhere.
Yeah, this is what Biden said.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
They put in place someone who was solid at the time. The guy who got fired was named Shokin, folks. The guy who was put in place was solid at the time. Is this guy talking here, Lutsenko? So Lutsenko is sitting here telling the ambassador from the United States, hey, I'm investigating these people that are so-called anti-corruption people. She says that's unacceptable. That'll hurt anti-corruption efforts. It's like, well, I guess you're giving me a list. She's like, no, I'm not. I'm not giving you a list. But in the context of the last prosecutor general being fired for not doing what the United States wanted, I can see why Lutsenko took away from this, hey, I better not prosecute these anti-corruption people, so to speak.
It's so interesting.
Well, but this plays all into what was the Obama administration up to? Yovanovitch claims, oh, this was just a smear campaign put forward by Rudy Giuliani. And that's why Adam Schiff shared this transcript of this testimony. He's trying to set up that Giuliani and all of his operators were just selling bad information about Yovanovitch, this great State Department, Foreign Service, career diplomat. And she was, you know, just dirt dug up to throw her out and to go after and dig up dirt on Joe Biden. I don't see it. If you actually read into this deposition, some dirty stuff went on and continues to go on. The head of the Anti-Corruption Bureau that the Obama administration helped set up in Ukraine, Artem Sitnik, he's actually been convicted for interfering in the U.S. election. How did he interfere? He's the one who released the so-called black ledger that showed that Paul Manafort had accepted payments under the table from former President Yanukovych of Ukraine. And there's actually an audio tape of Sitnik saying, we have to do this to help Hillary Clinton. But Yovanovitch claims in this testimony that, no, that was just the old system trying to fight back against the new system of anti-corruption. Sitnik shouldn't have been convicted at all. It's so messy over there. And when we're giving billions of dollars to that country, let alone hundreds of millions in military, violent, aggressive military aid, shouldn't the President of the United States look into all of this? And as far as Adam Schiff is concerned, this guy is so leading in his questions. All he's doing in these depositions is trying to paint the story he already has in mind and lead these folks to places he already has in mind. And some of it seems so prepared, too prepared, in fact. So we'll see where it goes. But if you take the time to read the stuff, it can be fascinating. I like the question and answer. I like getting to the bottom of things. It's fascinating. Though, one of the most fascinating exchanges, I believe Yovanovitch's lawyer is named Robbins. That's his last name. And the Republicans begin their time asking Yovanovitch questions, saying, now, it's been brought to our attention that your opening statement has been given to the Washington Post. You know anything about that? And her attorney's like, well, you don't have to answer that, Mrs. Yovanovitch. That's privileged information, communications between attorney and client. So leave it alone, folks. Leave it alone. Goodness, I'm choking up here. I'm choking to death. But it's just getting deeper and deeper. And I think at the end of the day, they're going to come up with a whole bunch of nothing. They might vote to impeach him and file articles of impeachment. But I think based on calls from Rand Paul last night at the Trump rally, as well as others like Lindsey Graham and many other senators, that we're going to find out about what I think is a paper coup, as some are calling it. It's one thing if
I don't think there's any question about it.
It's one thing if it was an honest whistleblower.
Yeah.
But this is an orchestrated, using official channels in government, using the official levers to check powerful people. They're orchestrating something that has nothing to do with blowing the whistle.
Do you think this was the brainchild of John Brennan?
Yes, John Brennan and Adam Schiff. And I think Pelosi's been aware of it. And I think at the end of the day, this is all about why, when you're talking about what the president did in Ukraine, are you talking to an ambassador that wasn't even there when the call was made to President Zelensky? Why, at the beginning of this testimony, are you talking about this do not prosecute list from Lutsenko and whatnot? Why are we even talking about this in this impeachment hearing? Because this impeachment hearing is all about trying to frame and get ahead of the Horowitz report and what John Durham and William Barr are investigating about the origins of 2016. That's all this is about.
Oh, yeah. It's
they're trying. You can read the depositions now, folks. The transcripts are out there. They're trying to spin this as a big conspiracy theory. That Rudy Giuliani and the president, everybody's just nuts. And it might be easy to paint Rudy that way. Might be very easy indeed. But I don't think it's going to be that easy to paint John Durham that way. Or to paint William Barr that way.
Oh, well, they've already begun beating up on him, on Barr.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll have a tough time beating up on Durham. I mean, I'm sure they're going to, but they're going to have a hard time convincing people that he's a bad actor.
Right.
Because of his past history.
And if you look at battleground polling, that's what matters. Not this crap national polling. You look at battleground polling, the president's doing very well indeed. Doing very well with all of this coming at him. It is crazy what's going on in Washington, D.C. And I think most of the public will, if they haven't already, they're shutting off their TVs. They're tired of this crap. And occasionally they'll turn it on to watch a Trump rally.
Yeah.
Because it is highly entertaining. I do have to say, Mitch McConnell, he was brought up on stage. He's kind of out of his element in a big rally
he's
like that.
He's not a rah-rah kind of guy at all.
But what he talked about was the transformation of the federal bench. And that's what Trump said. When I came in, I was wondering, you know, judges, like, judge, how many do we have? Like, how many of what, sir? How many openings for judges do we have? Two, three? Is it 142, Mr. President? 142? So I just want to thank Barack Obama for helping me and Mitch McConnell transform the federal judiciary. It's amazing what they're doing. And what's the slogan they're saying? McConnell's slogan, he said last night, leave no vacancy behind. It's a heck of a thing. It's a heck of a thing. And it will transform and have ramifications for the future of the country for a long, long time. Damn these allergies. It's driving me nuts.
You need
Jack.
To take a break, Joey.
Yeah, but we don't have a break here.
Well, we can make one up.
We can. Thank you for listening to News and Views, folks. Snots and Jack Campbell.
Yeah, we have Coach Tommy Tuberville calling in here around 11 o'clock. And
I think right now he's the presumed front runner for the Republicans. We'll see, though, especially if Jeff Sessions throws his hat in the ring. We'll see. But I think Tommy has the name ID. I think he has the money. I think he's saying all the right things, and I think he believes those things. He could be very effective as sort of the outsider populist who's ready to support the president of the United States. And what's interesting is a lot of these statewide campaigns, whether governors running in Kentucky or Virginia or senators running here in the state of Alabama, they're becoming more and more nationalized. And it'll be interesting to see, once it's all said and done with the primary next year, whether or not Donald Trump will make a visit to the state of Alabama. He is visiting for the LSU-Alabama game, but we shall see. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Paul Chassie with Coach Tuberville.
Yeah, I'm just texting you, Paul.
Oh, okay, it's Jack.
Yeah. How
all
you
right,
doing?
I'll give him a call in a second.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
We're taking a top-of-the-hour break. So have him call in about 3 after 11.
Got it.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Thank you all for listening. Tommy Tuberville, after this break, folks, you just heard it live here on air. Be right back. More News and Views after this.
Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Five children who survived a drug cartel ambush in Mexico are hospitalized in Arizona. At least nine family members are dead.
Six kids were among those nine people killed, found shot and burned inside vehicles about 100 miles south of the U.S. border along Arizona. The victims were members of a prominent fundamentalist Mormon family, the LeBarons, and were known for being defiant of Mexico's drug cartels, refusing to pay extortion attempts and ransoms.
Fox's Evan Brown. The sister of a dead Islamic State terrorist leader has been captured.
Turkey saying Razmiya Awad was captured during a raid in northern Syria. It's released a photo of a woman identifying her as the sister of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, who died in a U.S. raid last month. Little is known about the sister, but a Turkish official saying, "We hope to gather a trove of intelligence on ISIS inner workings."
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. As the weekend chill fades away, we have some warmer temperatures to look forward to this week. Today, not quite as cool as it has been. Clouds on the increase, partly sunny, comfortable, upper 60s today, mainly cloudy tonight, not as cool, low 50s tomorrow. A sun and cloud mix, a little warmer, low 70s tomorrow, mid-70s Wednesday and Thursday, more rain Thursday night as a cold front moves through, sharply colder Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Churches across Alabama are holding prayer vigils for missing college student Anaya Blanchard. She was last seen in Auburn on October 23rd. If you have any information about where she is, call Auburn Police. The Montgomery City Council will revisit a panhandling ordinance tonight. The initial ordinance criminalizing panhandling was unanimously passed in July, but is yet to be enforced or signed by Mayor Todd Strange. The Southern Poverty Law Center has threatened to sue if it is not vetoed. And after a leadership shakeup, parole hearings are set to begin again later today. This comes after Governor Kay Ivey approved legislation to reform the state's Pardons and Paroles Board back in June. The legislation sets new guidelines for the pardon and parole process. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have